is In the Yearbook, the sportscast podcast for busy flight attendants. You can contact the podcast if you want. It's at Says In the Yearbook, right? Says In the Yearbook at hotmail.com. That Says In the Yearbook at hotmail.com. I'm your host, Doug. That must exist. Dinner and a podcast absolutely has to exist, even if it's, well, no, we're guessing it exists as a podcast. It does? All right. So we have dinner and a podcast. There's no way that did not exist. Well, this is what you get when you have a sportscast done by Random Abstracts, which is what they tell us we are. The IndyCar season, which is not the point, has come to a completion with Joseph Newgarden as a champion. Great champion. So many have championed this champion long before he was a champion from several years ago. Saw that he was an up-and-comer with talent. The thing about racing, as you know, though, is it's not just about talent. It's about funding. Unlike in the NFL, where if you're good, not always, but most of the time, if you're good, they'll find you. In IndyCar and NASCAR, to a certain extent, they found you, but there's no money, so they can't use you. But Joseph Newgarden, a great champion. Some people have been championing his talent for quite some time. One thing that we always liked about him, he's a very underrated personality on the IndyCar Tour, and we thought he had a chance to be a real crossover personality, which is saying something, in a year where Helio Castroneves is IndyCar's, the series is one true crossover personality is now gone. The super teams who win every year, people complain, each shed cars. So we'll see how it goes in future seasons with the so-called super teams, the big three. And also an interesting year where J.R. Hildebrand, who wouldn't normally be home on this weekend, but there was no IndyCar race, so he was home in Colorado, I believe, driving his classic car around. And a woman says, hey, my friend's getting married. Could you drive her? And he's like, do you want to borrow my car? And she's like, no, my friend is getting married. Could you chauffeur the bride and groom to the wedding in your classic car? And she doesn't know who he is. She has no idea. He thinks just seen him driving around. She's seen him perhaps driving around in the car. It said just married in the back too, because he was just married. So maybe she thought he was a chauffeur. So he said, yeah, great, I'll do it. And he doesn't tell anybody who he is. He goes through the whole thing with the happy couple, not knowing they're being squired around town by an IndyCar driver. Nobody at the wedding knew who he was. This IndyCar driver that lives in this town in Colorado, the couple had no idea who he was until they did. We assume they found out later per Racer magazine. But that was his favorite part. J.R. Hildebrand, who's also a professor at Stanford, really interesting guy. The thing he loved the most was that nobody knew who he was. Just like NFL player John Elway years ago, might have been at the very beginning of his pro career or a little bit later, but still back in the early days when the Broncos had the old horse jumping through a D logo. He went to a Halloween party, and the thing he loved about it the most, he was costumed, so nobody knew who he was. None of this is the point. The point is Major League Baseball's wild card. Now, there's really no place else to put a playoff series, a longer playoff series, in the Major League Baseball season. The season is long enough as it is on 162 games, and we're not saying that baseball shouldn't have a long season. We love it. Actually, we get distracted by people that toward the trade deadline, their team is six games out, but they're clearly not going anywhere, and the fans are like, trade all the prospects, trade them now, I'm so bored, make a move, do it now, make a move just for the sake of doing it now because I'm bored. If you really love baseball, I know people who have out of contentionitis. Everybody gets out of contentionitis. It's true. But do you really love baseball, or do you just love baseball when your team's a game and a half out? Anyway, there's no place really to put a lengthy playoff series, so they put a one and done. The wild card teams play each other, and you win one, you advance. It's a one game series, which is kind of like the lottery with many highs and many lows. You know, it's a 50-50 chance to advance into the playoffs. You get into the playoffs, you don't have to go through a long slog with fill-in name of awesome team here, or you don't have to go through a long slog of fill-in name of upstart team here. You can eliminate said superpower or eliminate said upstart. Just win one game, that's it. You're so close, you're practically into the second round as it is. You can't lose until you lose. If you're the Twins and you say 85 wins for that, and it's over, I'm sure, we haven't heard anything, but I'm sure players, and we've experienced this, having a team that's made the wild card round in years past, I'm sure players, in some way, we have not seen a quote like this, but the players, some of them must feel like it can't be over. I mean, they know it's over, obviously, but it can't be over. All that for this? For the Twins, 85 wins and 160, the fans came back, everybody got behind the Twins, all that for one and done? That's it. The Rockies came all the way back, also an 87-win season. The Rockies, oh, all the jokes, and their team in Connecticut doesn't have a home stadium. They have to play their entire season on the road. The jokes about the Rockies, and they bounce back, and they're the darlings, and the players are finally getting sent, and they're eliminated after one game. They're done after one game. Now, the only other equivalent we can think of like this, except for football, where you play one game a week, and so that's it, so that makes sense. The only other equivalent we can think of like this is kind of bizarre, is in college hockey, where colleges do play series against each other over the weekend, but when it comes to the NCAA tournament, it's one and done. Even in the College World Series, if you're not familiar, it's double elimination, but not so in Major League Baseball. Now, we're part of the problem because we don't know how to fix this. We don't know. I mean, could you do a best of three series maybe, but that would make the season even longer. And of course, the owners are never going to shorten the season for the sake of having the playoffs finish before December 27th. So we don't know how to fix it, but this one game thing. Again, if you win, it's great, and I know everybody knows what they're getting into, but for the players who put in all that time and all that effort, Pirate fans have said this quite a bit, we made the playoffs, we have reconstructed and re-energized the Pirates, and we lost one game and now we're done. It seems like there's a better system. Thank you very much for joining us on That's What It Says in the Yearbook. I've been your host, Doug. We'll talk to you again soon.